Hello and welcome to Alchemy 101, the show that aims to mine a few nuggets that can support us in transforming our well-being as we choose to live in line with nature in a way that's true to our nature. I know it can sound a bit counterintuitive, like a nightingale, a bird that sings out in the dark, but bear with me. I'm JJ, the Practical Alchemist. Thank you so much for joining me today. We're all about singing today, a world of transcendent music and the healing sound of alchemy singing bowls. It's the world of Ashana, my guest today. She's a global innovator in sound healing and the most listened to crystal singing bowl artist on the planet. Her beautiful voice and expressive multi-instrumentalism have established a new genre of music that has inspired profound healing, well-being, and spiritual awakening for millions. As a pioneer in the international sound healing movement, Ashana's widely recognised for introducing alchemy crystal singing bowls to humanity, not just as beautiful instruments, but also as sacred tools for profound transformation. So I was more than delighted that she agreed to be on the show today. Her music fuses the science of frequency with crystalline sound, vocal artistry, chant, mantra, and mindful listening. Now, before we get into the chat, here's a taste of a track called Crystalline Path from her album, The Illuminated Path.
Harinam Satanam, Harinam Hari, Harinam Satanam, Satanam Hari, Harinam Satanam, Harinam Hari, Harinam Satanam, Satanam Hari, Harinam Satanam, Harinam Hari, Harinam Satanam, Satanam Hari. Harinam Satanam, Harinam Hari, Harinam Satanam, Satanam Hari, Harinam Satanam, Harinam Hari, Harinam Satanam, Satanam Hari, Harinam Satanam, Harinam Hari, Harinam Satanam, Satanam Hari. Harinam Satanam, Harinam Hari, Harinam Satanam, Satanam Hari, Harinam Satanam, Harinam Hari, Harinam Satanam, Satanam Hari, Harinam Satanam, Harinam Hari, Harinam Satanam, Satanam Hari. Harinam Satanam, Harinam Hari, Harinam Satanam, Satanam Hari, Harinam Satanam, Harinam Hari, Harinam Satanam, Satanam Hari, Harinam Satanam, Harinam Hari, Harinam Satanam, Satanam Hari. Harinam Satanam, Harinam Hari, Harinam Satanam, Satanam Hari, Harinam Satanam, Harinam Hari, Harinam Satanam, Satanam Hari, Harinam Satanam, Harinam Hari, Harinam Satanam, Satanam Hari.
Alchemy singing bowls. I love that you got the word alchemy in there. That's from your website. There is an alchemy, though, isn't there, with music, with sound. And I'd love us to have a little bit of a chat about that. How does that vibration affect us, and how do you work with it? Because your work is just stupendous. It's fantastic.
Thank you. So the question is, how do I work with crystalline sound inside music? Is that the question?
Kind of. Yeah. I think you probably put it better than I did. Yes.
Well, it was a very fortuitous and wondrous happenstance in my life, because I didn't start out to do that. Yeah. But when my first crystal singing bowl showed up in my life, which was, you know, back in the late 1990s, the first thought that I had when I tapped the side was that that light had come to live in my house. And the second thought I had was, one day I'm going to put these into music. And, you know, at that time in our, you know, back in the 90s, there was no such thing as sound healing. You know, people really weren't talking about it. It wasn't trending the way that it is now. And so I wasn't even thinking along those lines. I was just immediately taken away by the sound of the bowl. And it was as if something in my consciousness just blasted open and said, you know, this is what you are going to be doing. And I didn't know it consciously at the time, but looking back, it really was one of those moments where, you know, I came to the fork in the road. It was, did you ever see that movie, The Adjustment Bureau?
Yeah.
Amazing movie where, you know, there were kind of these powers that be that were looking over these dynamically moving blueprints of all of reality and all of human consciousness moving around. And you could see them literally as blueprints and pathways. And this was one of those places. And I actually, you know, when I talk about it this way, all the hairs stand up on my arms and my head. I can feel the energy. It was as if in that moment, there was a light that went on and it said, you know, without me being aware of it, this is it. This is what you came for. And I didn't know it, but I ended up, I mean, I am a pioneer of the genre of crystal singing bowls inside of healing music. And when I met my producer, Thomas Barkey, we came together and it was like, you know, I'm conservatory trained, so I have a vast background in music and musicianship. And Thomas is very, very similar in his background. And we came together and we started exploring. And then all of a sudden, this sound began evolving and it was the alchemy. That had never been done before. It was an alchemy of music at a very high level and crystalline sound. So it was almost like when I first started, I used to tell people, you know, I would sing this, you know, Ave Maria and Kyrie Eleison, and it was all on my first album. And it was almost like I was going, watch the hand. Because in the back, all this other stuff was going on. And now, you know, as we've been doing this, you know, next year will be the 20th anniversary of my first album, which I'm stunned. I can't believe I've been doing the work I've been doing for 20 years. And we have the 9th album coming out next year. We're getting ready to go in the studio in about 2 more weeks to do, you know, some more music. And it has evolved so much. And what's so remarkable to me is that so much of what we originally spoke about when Thomas and I first got together is now, not only has it come to pass, but things that that were just a dream 20 years ago, now we're actually putting in place now.
Wow. Yeah.
The time is ready for it. But we, you know, we knew, well, he knew more than I did, but he said, Ashana, we're ahead of our time. And when we released all the music, we were ahead of our time. And so people didn't quite know what to do with us because it was like, it was beautiful and it was stunning, but it's like, but what is it? What genre are you? Where do you live in the, you know, because, you know, music likes to compartmentalize and say, oh, you're here, you're here, you're here. And even to this day, I continue to cross genres all the time because, you know, as an artist, you want to explore. Now, back to your original question, which was about the alchemy of sound. Mm-hmm. And how do we, you know, how is it that they come together? Well, we know that music is healing. We know that. And really that depends upon your definition of healing, for one thing, what that really means to you. Because even the most, what might be considered lowest, and I'm almost loath to use these words, but lowest vibration, because I don't want to make anything a pejorative, right? But even music that you would consider very angry or very violent, on some level, for that artist that's creating that, there was a purge. There was a need to express. There was a need to move emotion. Right. And of course, as the vibration gets higher and higher and higher in terms of, our intention behind the music as artists and composers and creators. We have intentions of healing. We have intentions for increasing our capacity to love, for encouraging people to be strong and courageous, to visualize and feel in their bodies the truth of who they are, to continuously express kindness and compassion. Those vibrations, in terms of their vibratory rate, they get faster and faster and faster and faster. And of course, we know, in some ways, as I said, all music is healing. And when it gives us the opportunity as the listener to have feelings of expansion and joy and introspection, and it moves us deeply, that is very, very healing. Now, when we take specific kinds of instruments and those particular instruments, and I'll point to the crystal singing bowls, have qualities and properties that literally expand and amplify energy, that can transmit energy. When we take that and we marry it to the intention of the artist and to the beauty of the music, then everything inside that music, it's alchemized, it's changed, it's transformed. We've taken two things that perhaps live on their own and do something. We blend them together, and now they create something that's even more.
Yeah.
Even and alchemy is such a beautiful word, because alchemy, we are alchemizing with each other and with our environment all the time. When we do it consciously, it's called co-creation.
Absolutely. And intention was always part of alchemy, even way back in the old days. Because, you had to have the intention that you were going to create or do or whatever for it to work, because they knew that without that element, you weren't going to get anything, really. It just wasn't going to happen. But I must say, it's fantastic hearing you say 20 years ago, your first album. I mean, in those days, it's not that long. I mean, I'm old. It's not that long. I don't feel it's that long ago. But in those days, singing bowls were very much the Tibetan singing bowls. I think we were just beginning to see a lot more crystal singing bowls coming through into the West. But it was mostly those brass Tibetan bowls that you would see and people were using. I had them myself, and people weren't really doing much with them other than, I guess, repeating Tibetan chants and that sort of thing with them. So for you to have taken that a step further and brought it into a different form of music, not a different music, not being different, but other than the Tibetan chants and that sort of thing, I think it was fantastic. Although you do still have mantras going through some of your music, as we'll hear today.
Yeah, there are mantras, there are chants, there are sacred vocals, but there are also original songwriting.
Yeah.
There's plenty of music that, I've created that has no words whatsoever. So it's this, as I said, I'm an artist, I'm a creative. So one little tight-fitting genre just feels like, I'm squeezed into clothes that are too small for me. So I need to have the breadth of the creative process, because these sounds, fit in so many beautiful places. And when we look at crystal singing bowls to amplify energy, transmit energy, store and contain, absorb, transduce, change, transform energy, and we look at that inside the context of intention, we look at that inside the context of messaging, then it becomes a very, very powerful alchemy.
Very powerful indeed. Well, we have to take a short break right now to hear from our sponsors, but stay with us for more fascinating information about these alchemy singing bowls and Ashana's work. We'll be back right after this.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
If you see the letters AIDA, do you immediately think of the opera by Verdi? AIDA is also an advertising acronym for those iconic Mad Men days. A is for attention, I is for interest, D is for desire, A is for action. This process is a timeless truism for making a sale. Fortunately, if your product or service is health-related, we can offer you guaranteed access to a global audience with a high interest in health, healthy lifestyle and contemporary well-being. UKHealthRadio.com has a regular monthly audience of around 1.5 million health-conscious people. And Health Triangle, its award-winning monthly magazine, has around 20,000 paying subscribers. Find out more about both at UKHealthRadio.com. Let's all put health first.
Hey, are you tired of the irritation you get down there from pads and other bladder weakness products? Tennis Sensitive Care Pads are the first ever bladder weakness pads enriched with a skin comfort formula. The skin-friendly layer in combination with the soft, 100% breathable materials helps protect intimate skin from irritation. And as always, you have triple protection from leaks, odor, and moisture. Gynecologist tested and dermatologically approved by the Skin Health Alliance. Look for Tennis Sensitive Care Pads with the skin comfort formula online and in stores now.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
You're listening to Alchemy 101 with me, JJ, the practical alchemist, and my guest today, Ashana. Now, I couldn't help noticing the array of beautiful singing bowls behind Ashana as we spoke, all different colours and sizes, and I was fascinated to know more about their composition, what they're made of, how they're created. Basically, what are these magical bowls? Here's Ashana again.
Well, first of all, they're overlaid. They're pure quartz crystal, gem silica, that has been overlaid with precious gemstones, minerals, and metals. So, you know, some of the bowls that you see me behind me are platinum, diamond, kyanite, emerald,
lovely.
Labradorite, larimar, rose quartz, amethyst. You know, some of them are copper, some of them are titanium, some, you know, and every gemstone, mineral, or metal has its own very particular, almost homeopathic-like feel. We have to really look at it as just like, you know, in every single bowl is a tiny amount of that, because it's like a little bit goes a long way, you know. And then the of course these beautiful colorations that happen when that is put into the kiln. They're fired at 4,000 degrees, so in graphite molds. And so when they come out of that experience, they each have a very individual and distinct look. And really, you know, crystal singing bowls, in some ways, they're kind of like snowflakes, because no two are exactly alike.
Oh, you wow. Know, yeah.
Their harmonic overtones may be different. And if you find bowls that are really, you know, homogenized that way, you can bet that they're not quite using the highest grade of crystal in them. So there's a real difference in quality. There's many, many different kinds of crystal singing bowls out right now. And I'm very blessed. I was introduced to the bowls of crystal tones which is the company. They're a US-based company. And they pretty much started working with creating and working with alchemy bowls. You know, I think they started back in the 80s or even late, I think it was the 80s. So they've been doing it a long time. They're the most established company for this in the world. And they're kind of like, you know, the Jaguars of crystal bowls.
Very so nice. Yeah.
I've been kind of spoiled. I'm not kind of, I'm very, very spoiled with them because they're incredibly beautiful. And as I said, there's no two that are exactly alike. And anyway, so size, you know, their bowls vary in size from 4 inches all the way up to 12, 16, 24 inches. They're made with all different kinds of gemstones, minerals, and metals. And it's the colorations blended with the sound which creates, and blended with the crystal, that creates the bowl. And when you tap the side of the bowl, you have an array of harmonic sound that comes out of it. The really good bowls, the beautiful bowls, you will hear this just, it's very angelic. It's like a shimmer of sound that comes off the bowl. And the first bowls that I was playing when I first started, in that story I told you, they weren't these. They were the, you know, the heavier, we call them classic frosted crystal singing bowl.
Yeah.
You know, literally. I had about 10 of those. I mean, literally. And I had my first bowl 3 weeks later. I had 7. I was.
They get you like that. Yeah. They do get you like that. Yeah.
They did, you know. So, but now, you know, when I made the jump to they call them alchemy bowls. When I made the jump to alchemy bowls, it was done. I couldn't go back. I couldn't hear any other sound other than these. And then, of course, take them together. And if you listen to my music, you will hear many, many, many layers of bowls. You know, it's not just like one bowl playing or two bowls playing. You know, every track, you know, has between 10 and 35 tracks of bowls on it. It's just beautiful. So,
yeah, no, it is beautiful. I agree with you there. And you've just explained to me, because I was going to ask you about bowls. I have known people who have those bowls that you're talking about, which are the frosted crystal bowls. And they're, some people have them attuned to different frequencies. So along the solfeggio scale, for instance. So they will play those for healing. But that's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about something completely different here. You don't have your bowls attuned to a frequency, do you? I mean, they obviously have a frequency, but you're not deliberately saying, I want it to be X number of hertz.
Well, let's just say I have multiple. I you know, in this room, there are 125 bowls.
Right.
So I can play inside different hertz frequencies.
Yeah.
So depending on who I'm playing with or what I'm doing, I will choose particular bowls that sit inside a particular hertz frequency range. And we need that because if I didn't do that, it would sound very out of tune and like a cacophony.
Of course, yeah.
Anybody who is playing bowls and usually wanting their bowls to be very harmonious must stay contained in a particular hertz frequency, right. Whether that's 432, 440 hertz, 444 hertz, 428 hertz, you know, and you know, that is going to be the choice of the artist. And particularly if you're collaborating with other artists, you will have to choose a frequency, a hertz frequency, to stabilize your sound. So it's confusing because, you know, many times, and I teach my students this, I have a beautiful course that I teach called Crystal Bowl Mastery. We teach worldwide on this. And this is for people who want to learn how to play bowls and who are wanting to apply it either for themselves personally or professionally. And so there is tremendous confusion over this word, frequency.
I see. That's, I knew we were going to get into the nitty-gritty with you.
Tell us.
I
don't really know what they mean. I just finished teaching a retreat, and I love this because I'm in a room full of people who love bowls and love sound healing, and many of whom are professional sound healers. And I look at them and I go, okay, explain to me, give me the definition of frequency. And they all go, And then they start saying what they think it is. And almost always, it's never correct.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So we start with the word vibration and then we move to frequency. Well, frequency is the rate or speed of the vibration of energy.
Yeah.
That's okay. And so, so everything, it has its own particular unique frequency or rate of vibration. And we have to even go back one step further because everything is vibration, period.
Yeah.
Everything is vibrating. And you are, and your vibration is constantly shifting and changing depending on environmental factors, your thought processes, what you're being influenced by, so this is why sound healing is so powerful for us, because sound healing helps us move, and healing music helps us move into a place where we literally can shift and our brain waves. And when our brain waves shift from this kind of high beta, which is kind of waking consciousness, as we begin to relax, as our energy, as our vibration, right, begins to slow down, influential sounds of healing music, healing instruments, literally can entrain us to different states of consciousness. And inside these states of consciousness, when our brain waves slow down, when our respiration slows down, as our thinking slows down, as our nervous system begins to move and shift into a state of coherence, the most important thing, well, one of the most important things that sound healing offers us is this opportunity to begin to access what it feels like to be quiet.
Yeah.
To be quiet. So inside that state, those states of quietness, as I said, just think about it. Literally, if you're listening to this now, begin to entrain to relax into the sound of my voice. Because as I'm speaking to you, I'm feeling the vibration of my bowls, of my music, of the mantras and prayers that I do every day. And I'm sending it to you right now. And inside that place, when we allow ourselves the blessing, the gift to become quiet, to become still, to rest, our body's innate intelligence is allowed to step forward. We give ourselves the space and the time to hear our own divine wisdom. That which is guiding us from our soul, from spirit, from source. And as we do this on a daily basis, on a regular basis, then our lives begin to shift. Our physiognomy begins to shift. Our emotions begin to shift. You know, we are so supremely intelligent and we know what we need when we're given the opportunity to become quiet and to rest. And I'm not talking about resting, reading a book, or resting, watching some television show while you're lying down. I'm talking about the real deep rest that comes from quiet stillness. And tremendous healing can come out of that. You know, how many times, for those of you who are listening, how many times have you just known something is right? You know you need to call so-and-so. You know you need to read this book. You know you need to go to such and such of a place. You know that something isn't quite right, and you know you need to look deeper and look further. You know you're ready for a change. You know. How do you know this? Your own divine intelligence knows this. But we are often so distracted by our environment, by scrolling, by television, by words, by, you know, politicians, by all of this stuff that's going on in our world, by electronics, by, you know, we have to find places where we literally can come in and learn to rest at a really deep level. This is for our mental health, it's for our physical health, it's for our emotional health, and our spiritual health. And healing music and healing sound is superb in this regard. And that doesn't even discount all the other magic that happens through it.
Just beautiful. That music, by the way, is a track called Soul Merge from the Jewel of Silence album, and we'll talk a bit more about the magic shortly. But first, it's time for another short break. Back right after these messages from our station sponsors.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Oops. optimizing your health and well-being is on your to-do list, then let Revive Active, Ireland's number one super supplement brand, help you achieve that in the most convenient and comprehensive way possible. Clean, premium ingredients scientifically formulated to work in synergy to support immunity, energy, joints, heart health, sleep, emotional balance, and more. Benefit from the power, purity, and positivity of our award-winning powder sachets or our therapeutic capsule range. Use code RADIO15 at reviveactive.com and save 15% off today. Super supplements for a super you.
Cappuccino, latte, Americano, flat white, macchiato.
Just imagine, for less than the price of a single cup of coffee out on the high street, you could enjoy an award-winning online magazine every month with up-to-the-minute information on health and healthy lifestyle. Sounds like a good trade-off? Check out Health Triangle Magazine on the UKHealthRadio.com website. Just sacrifice a single cup of coffee every month.
Let's all put health first.
The station that makes you feel good.
And you're listening to Alchemy 101 here on the world's number one award-winning talk health radio station. I'm JJ, the Practical Alchemist, and with me today is the wonderful musician, singer, crystal bowl player, Ashana, who mentioned magic before the break. You know, I think just her speaking voice is magic in itself, but the music, that's on an entirely different level. But I wonder how many people do actually make the time to sit down and just relax.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's really interesting because that's why we created this beautiful program. It's called Sound RX. And our newest iteration of that is coming, I think it's September 27th. We start September 28th. And it's beta tested. It's science backed. And it is about helping you learn to go to those places through sound and through music and through just very gentle states of learning about how to heal and different doorways, different portals for encouraging and supporting yourself on a healing path. So we created this beautiful sound program called Sound RX. I got it as a download. It was one of those amazing things that kind of what I'm just talking about. I was sitting in my ballroom one day and literally I heard my team just say, okay, here we go. This is what you're going to do. Boom, 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 boom. And it was all in about the state of a space of about 2 minutes, maybe less, a minute. And I saw this program and it went, boom. Well, everything, all aspects of it that I could see in that moment. And literally, I was on the phone to Thomas, my producer, and I said, we have to do this. And he said, great. He said, you sound like you're on fire. And I said, yes, I am. And we went to the studio and we recorded all this music, guided meditations, this, that, the other thing. And then it sat and it waited and nothing happened to it. And I was like, it wasn't time.
Yeah.
You know, and that was one of those things. So, but now we started, we've been working with this program now for a year and a half, and we've watched amazing things happen for people through it. Amazing. In our last program, it was just incredible. We had a beautiful man who was with us who had just lost his wife. He was a meditator for like 35 years. So this was somebody that's been the strong spiritual path and meditating. And all of a sudden, it was about the seventh class, he literally broke down. And something, he had been in the Vietnam War. He had killed a man in the Vietnam War. And he'd been holding for 55 years. He'd been holding the guilt and the shame that he had done that. And we watched him release it in that moment. And I tell you, everybody in the course was sobbing because we watched this happen in the space. And he wrote us afterwards and he said, Ashana, in all the years that I have been meditating, I have never done anything so powerful as this work. He said, I am forever transformed by these sounds. And there was something inside the context of healing music, healing sound. We've had people come off chemotherapy. We've had people go into the hospital and say to their doctors, I want you to lower and reduce my medication because I don't need this anymore. We've had people literally, I am not joking, get out of a wheelchair and walk. And of course, we've had people with depression that say a year later, they're still waking up every morning feeling like life is good. So this is, you know, I don't set out to do these things. I never set out to do these things. And I never promise anybody that this is what happens.
Right. Yeah.
All we do is set the container, teach you how to use and work with the music on a daily basis, which is wonderful. And it's fun and it's delicious. We have music for sleep. We have music to help you jump up and feel energy. We have music to meditate with. We have guided meditations. It's just, and every week of the class, there's a new meditation. There's just, and there's a community and there's learning. You know, we teach you how to listen and how to receive and letting go. And free. It's like all this combined. And this is with my beautiful husband, James Kwainui, the Native Hawaiian healer, real deal, you know? And we do this together and we hold this container. And any kind of medical or psychological protocol that you are working with right now, it works with everything. So it doesn't matter if you're, you know, doing a practice with your MD or if you're doing like a chiropractor or if you're doing an acupuncturist or, you know, whatever it is you're doing, it doesn't matter because it's there. It's like this big, soft, cushiony container that you can do all of that inside this container. And you begin to, as I said, you begin to quiet down. You begin to shift your awareness and your intention. You become more positive. You're more at peace. And when you do all those things, all the protocols that you love, they work better. Healing sound was never designed to be a be-all and end-all. For some people, it is. And that's a blessing. But for others, it's not. It's this one extra piece that sometimes can light the fire of everything. For me, it certainly has been that. You know, I've watched in my own life, I've watched massive changes due to working with the bowls and music and sound. That's my life. Right? But is it the only thing I do in my life? Of course not. I eat well, I exercise, I go to practitioners and doctors when I need to do all of that, you know, because we're organic, holistic beings, each one of us in our very own way. So yeah. Healing, step into that and love on you and support you and on your own unique journey. And that's why we created Sound RX.
Well, it just sounds, you sold it to me. I think it sounds absolutely fantastic, but just tell me some of the nuts and bolts of it. So how long does the program last and where can people find out about that?
Well, it's 8 weeks long. It's about 90 minutes a week for 8 weeks. And you have an extra half an hour that you can stay on for if you want to stay live for the meditation. You can do that, or you can hop off and listen to it afterwards. You get all the recordings as part of your program. Every week you get new music and a new meditation. And inside the context, we have 8 classes. So you're You're learning how to receive. What? I know how to receive. Probably you don't.
Probably not. No, no. I know that one so well. Yeah.
You're learning how to listen. You're learning about mindset. You're learning about surrendering and letting go. You're using your voice in new ways. You're learning about mantra. And we're just getting ready to record a brand new mantra for everybody in 2 weeks. That's going to be part of the new program. I'm so excited because it's so beautiful. A simple mantra. It'll be in English, and then it'll have a simple what we call a bija mantra, seed sound, that you'll be chanting also. And this is all in the comfort of your home, right?
Love it. Yeah.
Waking up in the morning and you're doing meditation. You have music during the day, and it just like flows. It's like you're shifting because. Over this big arc of time, like 8 weeks, so it's like, you know, how many days is that? About 50 days. You know, they say that when you're really starting to make a shift and make a change, there's this something that happens in that 40-day mark. Mm-hmm. And so it's as an 8-week experience so that you could have that. You know, you're carried. You're carried by the music. You're carried by the classes. You're carried by the community that, you know, that forms inside the group. You get to know people, and we share, you know, we're constantly sharing. So that's how it works. You can go to my website, soundofashauna.com. And if you go to the homepage, there's a link there on the homepage. It says SoundRx, and you just click to join, and it'll take you right to all the information you need. And right now, actually, there's an early bird special on for the investment. So
that sounds great. Well, hopefully it might still be there. When do you start the program? What date does it start?
I think it's September 26th or September 29th or September 27th.
Okay. So we'll probably not be still eligible for the early bird then, because this will be going out sort of towards the end of September. So
They'll come in the next one if they want to.
Absolutely. Go on the next one. You'll be doing more of them. You know, I could listen to your voice. Never mind the music. Never mind the bowls. Never mind any of that. I could listen to your voice all day long. You have the most wonderful voice and the wonderful way of explaining and expressing everything about your work. But, you know, we're coming to an end. This is awful. I wanted to speak to you for far longer about things, but we are beginning to run out of time, and I wanted to make sure that people could hear some of your music. So I will say thank you so much for everything that you shared today, which has been wonderful. And thank you to everybody for listening. And Ashauna, I think we'll just play out on one of your wonderful tracks. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Find out more at soundofashauna.com, but for now, here's a healing mantra called Om Apadamapa. Enjoy, and join me next time for more alchemy. Until next time, stay well. Om
Sarva sampadam loka bhiramam sriramam bhuyo